This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The NBA's plan to restart the season with 22 teams at Disney World in August hit a snag this week. Former Cavs star Kyrie Irving is leading a coalition of players pushing back against the deal that's already been approved by the league and its players union. Terry, what are Irving's concerns?
Basically, what you have is kind of a split in the players union. Although I think Kyrie does not have a lot of support, but his idea being if they play, it takes away from the social causes that they have out there.
Right, talking about racial injustice and what's happening right in the country.
It's fine if Kyrie wants to make his own individual statement about, he got a conference call with a bunch of players, almost about 80 of them. Conspicuous in his absence was LeBron James.
So LeBron James' argument is, if we're playing, we're on the stage, that can amplify our voices.
Exactly. They'll have so much media time to fill, as you know. LeBron could talk about anything from his I Promise School to what he thinks about whatever, and a lot of these other guys can too. Here's what bothered me about what Kyrie Irving did. This is a guy that's already made over $100 million in the NBA. He's got a guaranteed contract the next few years for another $90
million. Okay.
On top of that, he's recovering from shoulder surgery, so actually, even if he wanted to play, he couldn't. But yet he's trying to kind of lay a guilt trip on some of these guys. Like, if you play, it's like you're not in with us on this social justice cause. You know, this is our moment in time. And it may be the moment in time for change to come. But not everybody has to say, what I really want to do is walk away from my livelihood to go there. Because keep in mind, Amanda, we always hear the stars, LeBron James and, you know, Kevin Love and... But there are, I would say, close to 200 replaceable parts. And that's kind of how they're viewed. Guys that are like the last five guys on the roster for 30-some teams, maybe even six. These guys could be there 1 year, and another year a whole group of five could come in and take their job. And if you're one of those guys, or you're an older guy that they're trying to wonder, is he still got it? And you don't play in this, they'll find somebody else for next year.
So Kyrie Irving is not the everyday man playing in the NBA.
He's not. And especially, Amanda, it's hard for a lot of us to imagine what it's like, not for the superstars, that's a different thing, but for the guy who's just trying to make the practice squad to get on the regular thing, to change the course of his family.
The NBA players' representatives approved the deal to play in Orlando 28-0 in a vote.
Yes.
The owners, it was 29-1. So, I mean, like, this is a done deal. Could what Kyrie Irving said throw this off track?
For whatever reason, it's like he sort of wants to. The answer is no.
Okay.
Because the heavyweights want to play, the main stars. Jim Brown, a long time ago, was a star with the Browns, said, you know what a form of black power is? He said it's green power. You know, when you have economic clout, it creates, you know, power for your family. Your voice is more heard. And so that's another issue. This is a green power issue for a sport that's primarily African-American and also a lot of now international players coming over. I mean, you talk about diversity. NBA's got it, you know, on top of everybody.
It's really interesting how this pandemic and now the issues of racial inequality and the protests are really, as sports is kind of shut down, shedding light on so many other issues surrounding sports, from the money to the contracts. It's really making us have some different conversations about sports.
I think it is. And also it's saying, all right, how can we, you know, do all of this better? That's a great question. It isn't like, let's just not do it because we're mad. That doesn't fix things, because the NBA is a huge industry, well beyond the players you see on the court. Many of the minorities whose names you don't hear who work in these front offices and need these guys on the court and need that television money coming in, again, to create jobs. And finally, I am so pleased that, you know, you see LeBron James and James Harden and the top players want to play. One, for the players, they want to try and win a title. Secondly, like LeBron knows, they know that it will give attention to some things they want to talk about. But third, I think they are very aware of the working class, and those guys need an opportunity to try to go get jobs.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.